Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Busted. This week's story comes to us from Courtney Blakely Shields and is titled, Jitterbug is an Emergency. Thank you for listening.
Do I look like a big pink disco ball? I obviously don't have problems drawing attention to myself. So it was a Friday night, and I was working swing shift, which is 4:30 p.m. to 2:30 in the morning. And it was a pretty slow night, and I had some friends that said, come take your 11 o'clock break with us. And they were sitting at the Sunrise Saloon, and I thought, sure, two birds with one stone. I'm a city police officer for this fine city. And I walked into the bar, and people are kind of like, what's going on? What's wrong here? And I kind of say, hey, you know, I'm just stopping in to say hi. And it kind of looks like I'm doing a bar check. And I joined my three friends at a table. And all three of them are probation and parole officers. We kind of congregate together. So I'm there with my friends, and I'm just kind of watching the scene, and people are dancing, the band's playing some pretty good country songs. And I get a male comes to the table and says, asks me to dance. And I said, oh, no, thank you. I'm flattered. And mind you, I'm in full uniform, my dress blues, looking shiny and serving the public, and I thought, maybe I'm just, you know, really sparkly tonight or something. And I said no politely. 2 minutes later, there's a different guy, comes to the table, asks me to dance. And at this point, I'm thinking, this is kind of weird, but it's nice. And again, I don't mind the attention. And I said no politely. Third male, I said no politely. And then I'm just talking to my friends, and they just think this is the funniest thing. And at this point, Kurt and I are dating. We're not engaged, because I know if we were engaged, I would have flashed my ring and said, no, not available. So I couldn't use that, unfortunately. And the fourth male comes up. His name is Julian. He really wanted me to know who he was. Asked me to dance. And at this point, I just feel like I just really need to be a bitch about it, because people aren't getting the message. And then I think maybe there's some sort of scavenger hunt going on, and I'm missing it. So anyway, Julian is relentless, and he's telling me what a great dancer he is. And one of the probation parole officers sitting there, his name's Jay, used to be a dance instructor, and we've danced together. And we've jitterbugged and two-stepped, and he's an awesome dancer. So Julian's relentless, and I'm saying, I know you're not as good as Jay. I know you're not, because he's pretty drunk, and he's not getting the message, and he's not leaving. And he was like, oh, yeah, I am. I said, well, then go dance with that girl. Show me how good you are. I'll give you your score when you come back. So he dances with this lovely girl, comes back. And I was like, barely a six, I tell Julian. And he's a little sad, but no big deal. But he's still really hounding our table and me. And I love to jitterbug. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. So now at this point, my temptations and the draw of the jitterbug, it's just too much for me. I can't handle it. So finally I said, Jay, let's just go show him how it's done. So we go out there, and obviously some things are kind of getting in the way. I've got my gun and my taser and a full belt, and it doesn't stop me, though. It doesn't stop me. And we're spinning around, and Jay's a professional, and he can literally spin me about 8 times in a row like a ballerina, and then we just keep moving on. And it was a good dance. And I went back to the table. Some people were clapping and like, yay, good cop. We like the good cops. And And I was like, and Julian's like, yeah, you're right. And he left, and he didn't bother us anymore. And then my cell phone's vibrating in my pocket, and it's my sergeant. So I was like, ooh, I got to answer this. I run, scurry out of the bar. It's my sergeant. I said, hey, Sarge, what's up? And he's like, we just got a report of a female officer dancing at the sunrise. And this is, everybody's been in this moment like, do I lie or do I say, you know, do I tell the truth? And being a police officer with integrity, I said, yeah, that's me. I guess I'm leaving. And I said, if we need to talk about this later, Sarge, please, you know, let me know. So I leave. I think within the next half an hour, I had to go arrest someone, take them to jail. I'm in the jail. A female detention officer is like, was that you dancing? And I was like, yeah, yep. And the deal is, you know, everybody listens to the same radio transmissions. And so everyone heard it. But what I didn't know, that it was, I didn't know it was on the radio. So I was like, yeah, that was me. How did you know about that? Well, it was too busy a night. So I go back to the report room probably a couple hours later and I'm typing and, one of my buddies comes in, he's like, dancing queen. And I was like, I really was not getting how everybody knew. I was oblivious, obviously. And my Sarge came in to the report room and he walks up and he doesn't say anything and just does this. So I'm looking at him, and he's still doing this, so then I do this. And he literally slaps me on the hand and says, obviously don't ever do that again, and make sure you can hear your radio, your earpiece. And I was like, ooh, this is terrible. This is not good. And what I didn't know is the person who called 911 got so close that she could see my name on my name tag. C. Blakely, so I couldn't deny that for sure. But anyway, she calls 911. The dispatcher tries to get me on the radio, and I don't answer. She tries like 3 times, and my corporal stepped in and said, she's on break. What do you need? And she puts the whole call that there's a female officer dancing in uniform at the Sunrise Saloon. It's very unprofessional, and da-da-da-da. And unfortunately, officers aren't always listening to their radio. A different sergeant didn't quite hear it and said 10-9, which means repeat. So she put it again on the radio and says, well, Officer Blakely's the only female officer working right now. It must be her. I didn't know any of that happened till much later in the shift. So then I know I'm really busted. But I kind of thought we were done. I thought my sergeant handled it very well. And I went home. 2 days later, I got a call from my lieutenant who said, you need to come into shift 2 hours early. And then I'm thinking, okay, yeah, maybe a level 1 disciplinary action. Okay, that's probably deserved. Is the assistant chief of police here? No. The mayor? No. Good. So I get called into the assistant chief's office with my lieutenant. The chief is actually in Mexico at the time, gets wind of this, takes time out of his vacation to write a nice little letter that the assistant chief presents, and he says, you're getting a level 3 disciplinary action, which is 2 days suspension without pay, and you need to go. And I thought I was being punked. And I said, are you kidding me? And they said, no. To which I responded with a panic attack and crying and couldn't breathe and had to get someone to drive me to my car because I had to go home. And I went and told Kurt what happened, and he was really gracious. Said something like, yeah, I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have expected this, but I also wouldn't have been dancing in uniform in a bar. And so what ended up happening is, the next day, since I was suspended, I did what any other good Missoulian would do on a nice, warm Saturday, September afternoon, and I took my lawyer friend to the North Fork of the Blackfoot and caught some beautiful cutthroat trout. And after a couple weeks, what ended up happening is we grieved the disciplinary action, I really would have accepted a level one or two. A level four is getting fired, and I didn't quite agree with the level three. Took it up to the mayor's level, and they did lower it. And the mayor, probably about 8 months later, my sentence was almost over. It's really a whole year of a letter in your file. And the mayor came up to me and said, you know, we've all made mistakes. And he said, if you're going to get busted for something, do it doing something you love. No. Thanks.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.